you look at the Mishnah, the beginning of the paragraph, on the Chasam Beis, you find an interesting thing that Rashi in the Mishnah ends at the words Shehu Kemesh Baveda. That's the last part of the Mishnah that Rashi explains, and Rashi does not explain the whole end of the Mishnah, which there's a lot of things up there that need beer, and it's Rashi does not explain the whole end of the Mishnah. So when you get to the Gemara here in Daf Mem Beis, we see the answer to that question, because in Dibur Maskil came with the Nachas Ladeus, there's a Paldig Rashi, something very interesting. The Rashi writes, Shechachti Milafarish HaMishnah V'Neni Milafarish Kan. Rashi says that I forgot to explain the Mishnah before, and therefore I'm explaining it over here. Then he goes on to explain the whole rest of the Mishnah from Manali B'Yadcha Amar Lohain until the end of the Mishnah. Paldig is Ach, and Rashi says he forgot to be Milafarish B'Mkayma, and therefore he explains it over here, and that's why the Rashi in this Mishnah comes Shloi B'Mkayma. And the Sfarim point out that you see from here the Hanibus of Rashi. The Rashi, you see it throughout his Pirush. When Rashi didn't know something, he says, Lo Yadati, he was not afraid to be Maidal Emes and say that he forgot to be Mefarish and Mishnah of Bimkaima. But Luli Devarim, I would think that maybe that's not what's going on over here. Maybe this is really not Nidivri Rashi Bechlau. It is a little bit difficult to imagine the Rashi was learning the Mishnah and writing this Pirush and he forgot to write it on it. And the Mishnah, it's not so mistaber. And I would think that the pshat is that this is really from the printers and not from Rashi, because the way we have the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak, we have the whole, all the Mishnahs come together in one long Mishnah. But if you look in the Mishnahs, in the regular Mishnahs, it's taka broken up. And Mishnah Aleph ends with the words Mishu Kemeshu Baveda. And then it comes Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. All these Mishnahs that we have as one Mishnah is really separate Mishnahs in the Seder HaMishnahs. And it's Mistaber that that's the way Rashi had it. And therefore, Rashi explained the first Mishnah only up until Kemesh Baveda, because that's where the Mishnah ends. And then throughout the parak, on each Mishnah, Rashi would explain the Mishnah where it showed up. But the printers of the Talmud Babli, the way we have it, they put all the Mishnahs together. But they did not remember to put all the Rashis on the first Mishnah. They left the Rashis where they were. And for that reason, the printer, when he came to Daf Mem Beis, he realized that the Rashi's are Shalbim Kremim, so they put in this line over here, as if Rashi said it, that Shechachim Mefarash HaMishnah, but Nani Mefarash Khan, to explain why the Pirush came over here, but Lulei Divrei HaMefarashim, I would say that this is really added by the printers. It's not Rashi himself. Rashi didn't forget to explain it. Rashi did it Kim Kaima, but printers put the Mishnahs all together, and Mele Rashi ended up being Shalbim Kaima. I did see in the Sefer, the Sensinu Ad Vilna, from Rabbi Yaakov Leifer, who was a big buck in Zinyanim, he says, not like I'm saying, he learns that Rashi Taka had the Mishnah, all the Mishnahs together the way we do, and he understands that Rashi Taka forgot it, and that's what Rashi means, Kupshuto Ber Shechachim Mefarash HaMishnah. So that is how he understands it, and that's how some understand it. But Luli Devarim, I would say that this is not Rashi, it's from the printers, and Rashi followed the Seder Mishnahs the way we have it, not the way it is in the Gemara.